Welcome to MissouriNet.com. You know, I'm telling you, it snuck up on me, the football season. Someone mentioned something about the high school game starting this Friday. This was on Monday. Somebody mentioned to me on Friday the high school game starting. I was like, oh, you're right. Man, where did the time go? So I wanted to grab Jim Powers on the phone with me for this podcast. He's a high school analyst for Fox 2 TV in St. Louis. And he's also the head man, the head editor. He does it all for his website, highschoolsportscaravan.com. Jim, thanks for joining me. We're getting ready to kick off your busy season, aren't we?
Seems like life as I know it is over with for the next 15 weeks. But you know what? It's a great time, and I know the team's been working hard, and we're ready to go. I mean, it's going to be a great Friday night. It looks like weather-wise, at least, to get everybody out of the gate. So today is almost like Christmas Eve for all of us that cover high school sports, especially football.
Just in big picture, first game of the season, the kids have been going a couple of weeks now as they have to get their required 14 practices in. How important is the first game of the season in terms of confidence, building momentum?
I think now that the athletic directors and the coaches have stepped their game up scheduling-wise, I think week one now is a very important week, especially with how the new playoff system is with the points. And how that all shakes out, you really saw teams step up to the plate to start playing some really, really solid non-conference games. And I'll use one example, and I think it may be the best game in the state tomorrow night. Chaminade going over to Kirkwood. You know, the number one preseason in Class 5, the number three in the preseason in Class 6. It doesn't get any better than an opening game like that on opening weekend. But I think now it's more of a sense of urgency to win those early non-con games because of how much parity there's going to be in a lot of the conferences this year. So I think everybody's got a little bit of a little bit more pep to their step during this week. You're not playing I hate to say it, the little sisters of the poor in week one, which is a walkover. You're playing some pretty big names, some pretty high profile games early in the season. I tell you what, for us covering it in the media, it's about time that the coaches and the ADs stepped up to the plate and started, really putting together some awesome matchups early in the season.
We're talking with Jim Powers from Fox 2 TV out of St. Louis and highschoolsportscaravan.com. For those fans that are just listening and trying to follow and grasp the playoff system, talk about the playoff system, the scheduling, how it works, how teams get in, and then that should tie back into why these early games are important.
Well, now instead of, the old format years back, where your last three games were your three district games. And those were really the only three games you had to worry about.
Yeah, you could go 0-7 up to that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now you basically have everybody in a district and you play a 9-game regular season. Now you get points per each game. And it all depends if you win. It depends, what the strength of schedule is on how the teams that you beat, how they're doing in their season, and whether you play up. And I'll use a great example, and we were talking about this yesterday. Parkway North, they dropped down to Class 4 this year. Their whole schedule is Class 5 and Class 6. So basically, they're going to get points for playing up a class every week. And that's going to give them a higher seed. And so basically then after week 9, they take everybody seeded via points in their district. And then week 10, that's when everybody starts district play. So basically everybody's got a shot to make it into the state playoffs. Everybody will play in week 10. But that's when you start to whittle everything down on, who moves through, who gets out of the district and then into the state sectional and the state quarter semis, and then who's going to make it either to Columbia or down to Springfield. It's a step in the right direction. Is it the best formula? No, but I think it's a lot better than what it was a few years back. Because like you said, you can go 0-7, win your three district games, and you're going to go into the state sectional round with a 3-7 record and probably get your clock clean.
Exactly. Yeah, when I first moved here and I learned that was the format, I was like, what? You could win your last three games and get in, and you know, there could be, you know, maybe one upset or a minor upset that could, you know, that could get you into the playoffs. When I heard this new system come out, I was like, I don't know. I don't know about everybody being lumped in. I was kind of like, okay, what do we just, you know, everybody gets a fair shot. But I do kind of like the system, though, because I think it does kind of whittle everything out, and it kind of sets the stage for that week 10. So, yeah, you're in, but you're at the bottom, though. You're going to have to work hard.
You know what, Bill? You're exactly right. And, I kind of had my skepticism as well. And I'm from Ohio. Now, I will say this. Ohio, you need to have somebody that has a master's or a doctorate in mathematics to figure out how theirs work, because, you know, it's so many points for first level, so many points for second level. Then you get third level points. And, you know, it works out in the long run, but it's so complicated to figure out where teams are. Illinois, in my mind, has the best setup.
And that's where I came from.
You know, I love the Illinois setup. I love that, you know, that you've got to have 5 wins to make it in. I love that you're getting points. I like that they don't set the classifications until the end of the season. You know, I think the Illinois side does a really, really good job with it. But I think the Missouri, this was a step in the right direction. I think you're going to see a few more tweaks over the next couple of years. But I think Missouri has finally started catching up with everybody and getting it in this direction. I know a lot of people don't like it. I know a lot of people say, you know, why is everybody making it? Why is it so watered down? But, you know, the bottom line is it does make it for interesting matchups, especially in week 10, week 11, and week 12.
This week is the start of our, on Missouri Net, start of our weekly scoreboard. We're going to have these 1 minute and 2 minute scoreboard updates that our affiliates are going to air through the season. Basically, just a rundown of scores for me. So I'm really excited about this, that we're getting a little more involved in high school sports. So what am I keeping an eye out for across the state in week one? What should I be looking for as a high school football fan?
You're going to be looking, I think, a lot of Class 6, because there's a lot of parity in Class 6 this year. CBC is coming back to the pack a little bit. They lost a lot of great athletes from last year's state runner-up team. They're going to have a sophomore quarterback, another one of the Gabbert boys, which everybody remembers the Gabberts from Mizzou lore. This is the youngest brother that's going to be a sophomore quarterback for CBC. I think you look on the western part of the state, watch out for Blue Springs. And they've got some pretty good opening weekend games as well. I think they've got at least some of West early. I know they've got their annual matchup with Blue Springs South early in the year. So, you know, you're going to watch a Class 6 to kind of shake out, but parity is going to be, I think, the big thing in Class 6. I think the other team to watch is going to be down in the Springfield area in Class 4 is Webb City. Yeah. How are they going to bounce back from that, you know, in their minds, that devastating loss to Kearney in the last seconds, fumble at the goal line in the state championship game. And you don't have a Roderick at quarterback now for the first time. I think in 10 years, there's not going to be a Roderick at quarterback. So I think another storyline that a lot of people are going to be watching is how Webb City is going to bounce back from losing in the state championship last year. And they've got some teams nipping at their, you know, heels down there. You've got Carl Junction, who's going to be really talented. You've got Carthage again, that's going to be super talented. So, you know, that's going to be another storyline that everybody's going to be keeping an eye on throughout the year.
Yeah, I think Carthage took them to the wire last year in the semis, right? Is that right?
Yeah, in the quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, now, Webb City, they've won, 49 straight home games? What's that streak up to? They've been on an incredible streak. Do you know off the top of your head? I want to say it was 49, but
it's either 49 or 50.
Yeah.
But, you know, they pack them in down there. And, you know, if they make it to Springfield, you're going to see one whale of a crowd make a showing over at Plaster Stadium. And that'll make it a lot of fun. But, yeah, they travel well. They support the team. And like I said, I think, you know, they're going to bounce back. I know John's going to have them ready to rock and roll, but you know, you got to keep an eye on that. There may be a little bit of that hangover from losing that state championship.
Jim, I want to bring up one more thing here as we wrap up. You had mentioned the trip to Springfield. That's the new home for the state championships for the Show Me Bowl. They'll rotate with Columbia and at Faurot Field, but with Mizzou hosting Arkansas Thanksgiving weekend. It'll be at Plaster Field in Springfield. What do you think of the venue change? The Dome now in St. Louis, no longer in the mix, and now it'll be back outdoors in the elements.
I like it. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to put it this way. I'm going to miss the 10-minute drive.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm not going to lie about that. I'm going to miss the 10-minute drive. But no, I think you know, the Springfield Sports Commission, the CVC down there, they did a great job in putting the proposals together and all that stuff. And I think it's going to be great. You know, a lot of coaches are excited about it. A lot of folks are, you know, it's going back outside. And the running joke right now that I've been saying is I hope it's 32 degrees and snows that weekend. You know, because I'm from Ohio, so I've seen the state championships played in a blizzard in the past. And that's so.
And that's the way it should be.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be great. Springfield's going to be a great partner with Misha. And they're going to do a fantastic job. And, you know, that's the big thing. I think it's going to be nice. It's not going to be in a cavernous dome to where you could put 10,000 people in, but it only looks like there's two people there. You know, you put it outside down a plaster.
You're talking about the Rams or high school football now?
let's not go down that road. It's still too early for that. You put 10,000 in plaster, it's going to be raucous. It's going to be great. So, no, I think it's awesome. I think everybody's going to enjoy it. I've been to plenty of events down in Springfield and down at Plaster Stadium, and, you know, the Missouri State's going to do a great job, and the city of Springfield's very excited about it.
Jim Powers, you can follow him on Twitter at HS Sports Caravan and at highschoolsportscaravan.com. And we'll have it all linked where you can find Jim at MissouriNet.com. And we'll talk to you throughout the season and get updates as we get rolling along here after week one.
Absolutely. Very excited. And like I said, it's almost like Christmas Eve for all of us that cover high school sports. And I think everybody's going to be in bed early tonight, ready to go, because our Fridays, our 18-hour Fridays, start tomorrow. And can't think of any better way to do it.
That's great stuff. Jim, we will be following you. And thanks for your time.
No problem, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. All right. There we go. High school football ready to kick off tonight. I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for listening at MissouriNet.com.